from KQED.
Severe budget cuts across the state have left many art programs on the chopping block. Many teachers are looking for innovative ways to offer students a creative outlet. A new art exhibit in Southern California from the Reggio Emilia region of Italy might provide some inspiration. It looks like a contemporary art show, but the artists are between 3 and 5 years old. The exhibit showcases an approach that could be a model for schools searching for a new way forward. Laura Hubber has more.
At the Wonder of Learning exhibit, art lovers gather before elaborate sound installations and abstract canvases of pulverized stone, sand, and leaves. Before a collage of black felt and vinyl, a local celebrity, actress Jennifer Garner, poses for the camera. But her interest isn't that of an art collector. Her daughter attends a preschool in Santa Monica, where children make art like this on a regular basis.
For young children in particular, art has to be at the center of a great deal of their play because it's where they're discovering different materials. It's where they're discovering different textures and colors and the movement of paint under their hands. And if that doesn't happen in a very fundamental way when they're very, very young at a preschool or even before, then it's a missed opportunity.
This philosophy was developed in Italy after the Second World War and has spread to over 100 countries. Until recently, this Reggio-inspired approach has been limited to private preschools. But Mary Hartzell, director of First Presbyterian Preschool in Santa Monica, wants to make it more accessible.
I am hoping that people who come to visit this exhibit, educators, parents, anyone interested in the well-being of our children in our city, will be inspired to think differently and to begin dialoguing about new possibilities of the investment in early childhood education.
One South Los Angeles school is already serving as a model. Para Los Niños is one of a handful of publicly funded Reggio-inspired schools in California. Given the limits of state and local funding, the school gathers additional support from corporations like Boeing and nonprofit foundations. In this bilingual classroom, students can choose between different activities. A homemade supermarket stands in one corner, a laundromat in another. At a long desk, teacher Maria Valdasquez places pieces of wire and balls of clay before a small group of students.
¿Qué colores tú ves ahí?
Red, green, purple.
The Reggio philosophy says children use 100 languages to express themselves and build their identities. Languages like paper, paint, light and shadow, watercolor, and wire. Valdasquez shows off an intricate wire ballerina sculpture made by Dylan, one of her 3-year-old students.
After working with wire for a couple of months, we introduced Alexander Calder. He's an artist from Philadelphia who made sculptures out of wire. So Dylan was very inspired by Alexander and wanted to create a ballerina.
Every day, Dylan worked on her ballerina, choosing pink fabric for the tutu, flowers for the crown. Teachers like Valdasquez believe allowing children the time to explore a project in its complexity allows greater learning and problem solving.
Imagine if I would have stopped her and said, it's only 1 hour, the ballerina, she would have not created this because this took Dylan about 2 months.
Back at the Wonder of Learning reception, it's not just the educational community who's betting on the future of this approach. Tamika Lang is Boeing's community investor.
We need people that not only have been able to have the skills and the memorization, but also can think creatively when the solutions aren't readily available through a computer program, right? And so activating that creative side of the brain and problem solving is very critical to our workforce, especially moving forward.
Research has established the link between quality early childhood education and later academic achievement, especially for underserved communities. But sometimes it helps to make that early learning visible. The Wonder of Learning exhibit will travel to Monterey next year. For the California Report, I'm Laura Hubber in Santa Monica.
You can find out more about the Wonder of Learning exhibit by following the link on our website. It's californiareport.org.